When I was a little boy, my parents used to take me into Clarksville, which was the nearest town to where we lived, to see the Christmas parade. Maybe some of you have been to parades. I know in the Christmas parade, there were bands. Come on down and join us. There were bands, although my school was small and didn't have a band, but other schools had marching bands there, and they had floats that they had built. And, of course, in the Christmas parade, the big deal was that Santa Claus came in on the last float. Well, now as a grown-up, I watch parades usually on television, like the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. They even have huge balloons, and they have fabulous marching bands and beautiful floats. Come join us. I mean, they know how to do a parade. Let me tell you, they spend lots and lots of money to make it really, really beautiful. I'm going to be talking about a parade that Jesus was in, but it's not really like one of those parades. It's more like a parade we have in our neighborhood. In our neighborhood on the 4th of July, people get out their bicycles and their wagons and they take their dogs and we just kind of march around the neighborhood, you know, and we celebrate and we wear bright colors and we have a big time. Of course, we don't have any marching bands. We don't have any balloons. We don't really have any floats. We just have wagons and baby carriages and things like that. But we have our own little parade. The parade that Jesus was in was more like that. And so by the end of the sermon, I'm going to be asking you all and everyone else to think about which parade we want to be a part of. And I bet by the end of the sermon, you can figure that out. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for inviting us to be part of your parade. Thank you for leading us by sending us Jesus to teach us what a true king is like. Thank you for loving us at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank you all for coming down.